Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. Shared gardening has become a trendy method for business operators to connect urban residents with nature. Without traveling dozens of kilometers out of the city center, people can easily find a space closer to downtown to grow their own herbs, fruits, or vegetables. Our reporter Zhang Yue spent a day visiting two of these gardens and dug up this story.
Digging, seeding, watering, and finally harvesting. Gardening has become a trendy activity for city dwellers.
It's a good place for us to get some exercise after retirement. We sat in an office for most of our lives. It's very peaceful here.
I always dreamed of becoming a farmer since little. I harvested a lot of cucumbers last summer and I gave them to my friends.
I have grown garlic, cilantro, and cabbage. I just prepared some more soil today, so my grandchildren can come to plant seeds this weekend.
Most share gardens provide basic gardening tools, such as gloves and shovel. Don't worry if you are a total green hand like me. There are some professional gardeners here. They are always ready to tips about how to best take care of your crop.
So with my lettuce planted, all I have to do is let it grow. And hopefully in a couple of months, I'll be able to harvest it and have a tasty salad.
Managing your own plot is not cheap. Renting a 20 square meter plot of land in the suburbs costs at least 1500 yuan per year. Not exactly cheap, but not preventatively expensive. If you are looking to grow your own crops in the city center, however, it gets much more pricey. One single square meter of growing space could cost you as much as 5,000 yuan per year. But even at that price, many people believe it is worth the expense.
We have been growing here for more than 2 years. My daughter couldn't even walk then. It is a great opportunity for her to get in touch with nature.
We have courses teaching people how to grow mushrooms and tomatoes, how to mill soybean milk, and how to raise silkworms. These activities can also bring parents and children together. It's about pursuing a higher quality of life and providing children with a well-rounded education. These are some of the main reasons why shared gardening has become so popular.
Gardening on a rooftop terrace is an easy way for people living in the city to get in touch with nature, as most farms in Shanghai are over 30 kilometers out of the city center. At this Lujiazui Garden, people are able to grow their own vegetables right here in the middle of downtown Shanghai.
I saw some kale, I thought they were broccoli. I have done some experiments at school using vegetables, but I can barely recognize them in the garden.
We want to make a good use of limited urban spaces to help children learn about how food is grown and cherish the food that they eat. It's good that they can eat something organic right after harvest.
An increasing number of people have started growing vegetables on their balconies, as working from home has changed many people's lives in urban areas across the country during the past 3 years. However, one researcher says this is not the only reason.
Shanghai is among the cities in China with an aging population, and the number of senior and elderly residents is estimated to rise in the next 2 years. Gardening helps seniors get some exercise, make friends in the community, and enjoy a simplicity of life that some of them had for decades in their hometown. For office workers in Shanghai, gardening helps relieve anxiety and pressure.
Liu also said share gardens are a positive business mode, as they can help promote tourism development in suburb areas and help farmers make money by making a good use of spare land. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
The National Health Commission said today that it will continue to monitor the COVID-19 situation. Further measures will be taken to enhance the government's capacity to deal with emergencies and consolidate the results of past coronavirus policies. Zhang Hong tells us more.
The commission said hospitals should prepare enough medicine and equipment in case of an emergency, and that pandemic treatment teams should be arranged.
We need to set up a national emergency medical rescue plan and a national pandemic prevention and control plan. We also need to do medical emergency drills in case of natural disasters, public health issues, social security issues, and accidents. About 20 teams should be set up nationwide to deal with a major pandemic.
Also, the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, and the National Development and Reform Commission reviewed achievements in terms of the country's grain supply and necessities during the past 3 years. Grain output exceeded 650 billion kilograms each year. The government launched a special process for the approval and administration of pandemic-related drugs and medical equipment. Companies were offered financial support.
We offered loans worth 83.03 billion yuan to 327 companies on the white list. Production capacity surged for various drugs and medical equipment in a short period of time. The daily production capacity of Asvudine increased 8.2 times, ibuprofen 7.5 times, and paracetamol 4.9 times. For medical equipment, the production capacity of invasive ventilators increased 6.8 times, while it jumped 4.3 times for finger pulse oximeters and 2.1 times for oxygen generators. A domestically made ECMO machine was approved for the market.
Data from the Chinese National Influenza Center found influenza cases in the country continues to rise. H1N1 is the dominant flu virus, accounting for 71%. Experts said people should be taking oseltamivir according to doctor's instructions and that it's not suitable to take for a long time. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Live.
Japan will ease its COVID restrictions on travelers from China from Wednesday, dropping the mandatory PCR test upon arrival. Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirosaku Matsuno said today that instead of testing all incoming travelers from China, Japan will only test a small number of randomly selected people. He added that all travelers will still need to show a negative test taken 72 hours before boarding their flights to Japan. Airlines will also be allowed to operate direct flights from China to more Japanese airports. At the moment, direct flights from China are only permitted to operate at Narita and Haneda in Tokyo, Kansai in Osaka, and Chubu International Airport in Nagoya.